Hello, my friend. It's good to take a little time with you again today, and I'm not sure where you are or even what time of year you might be listening to this reflection right now, but this is that time of year, sometimes, at least in the Northeast, called the tunnel months. And not all of today felt that way, but once or twice it did when dark clouds came over and a little bit of snow was falling and there was just a lot of frigid air around. And well, life doesn't seem large, expansive, and bright. And there can be with that a bit of a feeling of loneliness, too. Maybe not a tunnel. I'm thinking right now of a cave as well. A place where we may curl up and hide, or a place within our day where we might feel lost in a cave in a dark place. And maybe by ourselves. And then thinking a little bit more about this as I was about to begin this reflection and seek you out by just simply pushing a button and starting to talk and reflect here. I was thinking about how deep our lives are. And how, though that seems like a casual gesture, I've been thinking about this time all day long. I think about sometimes like this, who's here? Who are we as we take this reflective time? And you know, I don't feel in a cave by myself. A little bit of a cave, and I right now don't feel in the tunnel months. That candle lit beside me and the Word of God here and some reflections of today and the belief, the truth that you are in the world and that we are in the world together is very strong for me right now. Might be because 2 days ago was Valentine's Day. And that's a day when we all are thinking there's someone in the world for me. Or thank God there is someone in the world for me. It's a tonal difference possibly, or sometimes a search that's still going on, not in a cave but down streets or in bars or simply where we can meet somebody comfortably. That's not always easy. And similarly with God, and Jesus is talking to us, so this seems like a quick shift, but it's not. It's where the world is and where our lives are. And it's happening today for us if we hear Matthew's gospel this weekend, Matthew 5, here 17 to 37. And Jesus is talking out in very clear and specific ways about things coming to fulfillment in himself. He talks about the law and the prophets, and not even the smallest little piece is going to get lost or not completed. And in that, it's a different sense of completion. And I believe this where I am with you in reflection now and why I'm glad we're together here, wherever you are. And I hear at the mountain now with sunlight before me, Mary, be a greater clarity happening in my own heart as I reach to you that there's a wisdom in life that lets us know that we long for and might indeed choose fullness of life. And this is what Christ is talking about when he tells us it's not only the law and it's not completed in those little pieces of it, but the fullness of the law comes to completion in Christ, in himself. He's bold enough to say that. The tradition, the community of faith that believed in the dying and rising of Jesus Christ presents us with this clarity that the Christ is the fullness of everything. And in him we live and move and find our very being, our very fullness, our completion. Valentine's Day is a wonderful celebration, and I hope you are with someone who is very dear to you and maybe the most important person to you in the world. But even there, you and I, with our most important other, journey in the other, longing for that fullness of life that is finally and right now our completion, as Christians we would say, in Christ. Not down some long lost tunnel, though life can feel that way, or not in a dead-end cave, but caves are good places to go. Where in darkness light opens, where we remember again, darkness is not dark for you, O Lord. Uncertainty often opens to clarity when we sit with it long enough in the trust that there is one here who loves us to completion, holds us, all of us, and brings us home to Abba. The reading from Sirach for this Sunday: if you choose, you can keep the commandments, and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. There's just this fullness of promise. The immensity of wisdom, the reader, the scribe, the writer, the wisdom person continues, is mighty in power, all-seeing. And so there's just a completion of vision and wisdom that truly is our God. And Jesus, in his own time, struggling with people trying to hear and find that, not only in the law, but yes, they're not just in the little pieces of it, but they're large when we face them in our lives. If they're broken relationships or struggling with faithfulness, questions about honesty, they're big. And as we live through them, not down tunnels or only in the caves of our own hearts when we feel alone in them, we do, as people with one another, can come to a fullness and a completion by the habit of choice, the choice of habituating my desire to be with you and others in truth and honesty and in love. In reverence and respect, one commentator says about this passage that particularly underneath all of this is not law, but the lawfulness of care, of the joining together of ourselves and our trust and risk that we would believe in each other, respect each other, reverence our lives and one another's. A central core way of compassionate loving, of a habit of mercy, is the Christ, the light for the world. And so now we might just settle in a little bit, and whether you brought to this little reflection the uncertainty of the day or the darkness of the moment, might breathe, and just allow yourselves to be quiet. And we, in the oneness of this time, still searching and longing for the other, that one, that special one, might trust that he has come. Opening our hearts beyond what we can see and feel and touch, we sit in touch with the truth of God's love for us. And in this quiet now, wisdom rises up. And respect emerges for ourselves and others. For one has come into the world to teach us and draw us into this, the one who is love. May you know that love now, and may it grow as a practice for you from the deep sense that we have come through all sorts of times, through this time now, into the peace of Jesus Christ, into the light that has come into the world. Peace to you, my friend.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your light.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your light.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your light.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your light.
Grant us your light. 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 Grant us your light.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your peace.
Spirit in the cave of the heart, grant us your peace.